I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. A rare celestial event will be occurring on Monday, August 21st, when a total eclipse will shadow Oregon and a narrow swath of the rest of the country, beginning in Lincoln City at around 10:15 a.m. The eclipse itself and the human response to it make it an exceptional event. There'll be a free public talk about the impending eclipse at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Wednesday, August 16th, by Dr. Jim Brow, who will also speak in Florence on Saturday, August 5th, at the Syuslaw Public Library. Jim Brow is a particle physicist and astronomer who is the former director of the UO Center for High Energy Physics and is the Philip H. Knight Professor of Natural Science. He joins me here in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Well, only twice in the past century, in 1918 and 1979, has a total eclipse come across Oregon. Why, from an orbital perspective, is this such a rare event for us?
It's quite a rare event because the moon is actually in an orbit which is tilted relative to the orbit of the Earth around the sun. So those two orbits have to align in order for the moon to actually intercept the light from the sun. Normally, when the moon goes around the Earth, it's at that tilted angle and just misses the sun's light, and the light just comes through.
Most people who experience this eclipse will not be experiencing it from a scientific perspective, but from an experiential one. Why is it so powerful to just watch an eclipse?
We're going to have a situation where for a couple of minutes, if you're in the path of totality, which is not here in Eugene, but farther north around Salem and plus or minus about 30 miles, you will suddenly, for those 2 minutes, the sunlight will go away, the stars will come out, the planets will be observable. It will begin to cool during those 2 minutes. The wildlife will probably react in some way to this mysterious phenomenon. And I'm really excited about it and really looking forward to it.
How would you recommend that people approach this in order to maximize their experience in a positive way?
Well, I think you should definitely, if it's at all possible, find yourself in the path of totality during the eclipse. As I say, Eugene will be roughly 99%, which means you do not have a total occlusion of the sun. You cannot look directly at the sun, even at the 99%. So if possible, I highly recommend people find a way to be on the morning of August 21st in a region where there's that totality. Now, you should secure yourself a set of the appropriate glasses, and these are special glasses that block out roughly a million parts of the sun. So you get, you know, a few parts per million of the sun coming through, which means you can then look through those glasses directly at the sun. And during the roughly an hour before the totality, you'll see the moon start to occlude slowly, passing in front of the sun. And you'll see partial eclipse, growing partiality, until that moment when you have this complete totality for 2 minutes. At that point, you're allowed to remove your glasses because now the sunlight is completely blocked and you can remove your glasses for that 2 minutes of exciting moment. It's just going to be so spectacular, and observe those stars. Around the sun, you may see some flares or some other objects. You'll likely see the corona. The actual phenomenon that's involved, for example, the phenomenon of the corona of the sun, which we observe when the moon blocks out all of the surface light from the sun, we can see this diffuse light that glows around the sun, which is not noticeably observable because it's much fainter than the main body of the sun. That light is quite a phenomenon. Its temperature is roughly 1,000 times higher than the temperature of the surface of the sun. So normally things cool off as you come out. The center of the sun is about 15 million Kelvin, the surface of the sun around 6,000 Kelvin, and that's because it's cooling as the radiation comes from the center where the nuclear reactions are occurring to the surface. But then above the sun, in this corona, in this region of diffuse material, the temperature rises up again in a very strange way. And so that's one of the things that has been studied and learned from these total solar eclipses. Just be prepared with those glasses. The glasses are available in many, many venues. Cost you a couple bucks. I think that's the way to prepare.
What do you want to most gain by experiencing the eclipse?
Well, I'm really excited to see the corona, and I'm anxious to see the stars and planets during that 2-minute period. You know, I've read about this forever, and having never personally experienced it, I really, really look forward to it.
Dr. Jim Brough, former director of the University of Oregon's Center for High Energy Physics and the Philip H. Knight Professor of Natural Science. He'll give a free talk about the upcoming solar eclipse, first in Florence on August 5th at the Sayuslaw Public Library at 1 p.m., then at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Wednesday, August 16th at 6 p.m. For more information on the Eugene Talk, visit the Eugene Library's website. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.